Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
In the late 19th century, sports trading cards became a thing. Neat little pieces of paper that were collectibles you get first with packs of tobacco, later with bubblegum. Despite the rarities likely being worth a fortune nowadays, it seems hard to believe most folks back then knew how popular the cards would become. That's what scarcity and emotional attachment to those cards would bring. But now technology has brought us a whole new item of memorabilia that has become extremely popular. It's called NBA Top Shot. An online company backed by the league itself has built a blockchain service allowing people to buy virtual packs containing moments that can be kept and sold in their site's marketplace. NBA Top Shot's growth has been huge since it first started back in 2019. It processed just in this past February more than $250 million in sales. With us to talk about how it works is senior writer at Slam Magazine, DeMarco Williams. DeMarco, good to have you with us today.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, I think of sports trading cards. I think of the value being in those two things, the emotional attachment the holder has to the player or when he or she received the card, or the scarcity of that card because so many have been lost and destroyed over the years. Does that apply at all with NBA Top Shot?
I don't think the emotional attachment is there just yet. Now, the scarcity element certainly is there. When Top Shot, when they do their releases, depending on, you know, what you unravel in the virtual packs, you could have a limited edition moment, which is what they call these highlights moments. So there is that element of scarcity that people are vying for and hunting for. So there is that direct connection to the tangible cards that you were mentioning.
Well, and with every game televised these days, people could put together their own highlight moments, right? So what's special about these that NBA Top Shots provides?
For sure. Yeah, and that's probably the biggest kind of hurdle that the company is, you know, dealing with the layman, is that, you know, you, like you say, you can just go to YouTube and get your Zion Williamson highlight. So what's special about Top Shot and what they really want to, you know, the message that they want to get out there is that these non-fungible tokens, NFTs, is the specific scientific term for what these moments are. They're literal digital assets. And what makes them special is that they come with the NBA stamp of approval, basically. What you see on YouTube doesn't carry that. So this one has that NBA seal to it, which gives it that authenticity that people are vying for.
And that scarcity that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Walk us through, if you would, DeMarco, how this works. So someone goes to the NBA Top Shot website. What do they see there? And what are the opportunities for purchase?
Okay. So when they go to the site, the opportunity to purchase lies in the marketplace. Because the Top Shot packs have become so popular, they can't just have them on the site just readily available. So they have different drops. They have different releases that, you know, say, I'm just throwing out a random date, you know, March 12th at 2 p.m., they're going to have a release where you go into a lottery. You essentially go into a virtual waiting room, and you know, if you're lucky enough, your number is called. You get to get a pack. If you're unlucky, like I've been numerous times, because it's just become so popular, you go to the marketplace, which is essentially, you know, like what it says, like an eBay of sorts, uh-huh. where people who've been lucky enough to purchase them are reselling them. And you just purchase them there and go from there.
Now, I understand you have nine moments that you've purchased. And as a kid growing up, you purchased sports cards?
I did. Been a huge fan since the 80s. You know, like so many adults, kind of got distracted by life and wives and children, that kind of thing, but got back into it in 2019. So the love has always been there for the tangible cards. And yes, in late January, I kind of just dipped my toes into the digital world, into this Top Shot world. Yes.
Now, I understand your fondness is for plays made by players from Atlanta, because that's where you grew up.
that's correct. Yeah. Huge Braves fan, Hawks, and the Falcons.
So there is an emotional connection to it, similar to some of the tangible cards of the past.
For sure. Yeah. So, I would say my first two or three purchases on Top Shot through the marketplace were of Atlanta Hawks players.
All right. Well, if someone can get a clip of Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game in Hershey, Pennsylvania, talk about rarity. Could you imagine? Because to my knowledge, there is no film of that game. That would be like the holy grail of a clip if you could come up with that. We're talking with senior writer at Slam Magazine, DeMarco Williams. If you're someone who has made purchases, invested in this marketplace, NBA Top Shot, I'd like to hear about it and what particular clips, what packages you look for. We're at 866-893-KPCC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Also with me, production manager for Heritage Auction, which is an international auction house collecting memorabilia and other valuables, Michael Provenzale joining us. Michael, thank you for taking some time with us. As someone who typically deals in tangible objects of art and value, how do you see this?
Well, it's like an exciting new collectibles market. And like you said, it certainly has exploded. The important thing about collecting is collecting what you love or what you're interested in or what you think you can have as an investment. And Top Shot certainly checks all those boxes.
Now, I understand that old school trading cards also are becoming popular because there are influencers on Twitch, for example, who are doing what are called breaks as they live stream and they open a bunch of boxes of cards on the stream. They react to what they pull out. And there's an audience for this.
There absolutely is. Collecting and cards, vintage cards, has always been popular and a good earner for the investment side. And we've seen a huge increase in the people taking part over the last few years, including people who have a lot of money to put behind it. So it's definitely expanding our industry, and that's a great thing for everyone.
Now, I understand that for those streaming on Twitch, they sometimes invite members of their community to buy into the break. So they're putting some money down, and then the viewer gets to keep what's pulled from their particular slice of the cards. It's fascinating to me.
That's correct. It's a great way for people to get involved. They can make some money on it. It's a new aspect of the collecting community. And yeah, people who are live streaming it bring in a lot of people and are getting a lot of attention. There's people that do it with huge amounts of followers, but there's people who do it who a dozen people watch or a few hundred. It's a new aspect and part of the revolution the internet has had on our industry, and that's a new part of it.
Now, back to the digital part of this NBA Top Shot. What's your sense of other sports leagues' interest in doing this? NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, chance for them to get in on this, or you think they're going to wait longer to see how this one performs?
I think given the results and the popularity and the attention so far for NBA Top Shot, I expect the other leagues to follow suit. Rob Gronkowski released his own NFTs today, so that's the first step for football right there.
Wow. Yeah, and he's got plenty of those highlights that he could put out there for people to invest in. 866-893-KPCC. Kyle in Glendale, good to have you with us. Kyle, you there?
Larry, Sorry. So I had I bought a Top Shot pack, I think, last week. They were doing an all-star release, and I got a Giannis Antetokounmpo highlight. So I was happy about that. I'm a huge NBA fan, which is why I was kind of interested in it in the first place. And I'm still not entirely sold on it, but I'm interested enough to kind of see where things go.
Yeah, and so you just did it last week. Any change in value so far?
In the pack I got three moments, which are the equivalent of cards. I think I spent like $20 total, and one of the moments already sold for like $70. And that Giannis highlight, I think I last checked, it was worth like $400.
Whoa!
Marketplace. So, yeah, no, it's an interesting little microeconomy right now. It'll be interesting to see if, you know, these can hold that value over long term.
Yeah. So, are you hanging on to Giannis at this point, even with that appreciation?
I still haven't decided yet. I might sell it and then buy a Lakers jersey. But
I'm glad to hear it, Kyle, representing the proper team. Kyle in Glendale, thanks so much. Was it difficult at all for you to get a pack? I think we lost him. Let me ask you about that, DeMarco Williams. Is it challenging to get packs?
Yes, it is. Very difficult. The popularity is through the roof. So I'm sure your caller, if he lucked up on the first try and got a pack, he's extremely, extremely fortunate. Because like I've mentioned, you know, I've tried three or four times, haven't had luck. I mean, I got lucky one time out of maybe four times of trying. The last time I missed out, there were 12,000 plus people in line trying to get maybe
wow.
400 or 500 slots. So it was insane.
Matt D'Angelantoni, our producer, said he has a friend who recently bought a pack and saw he bought it for $200 and it's now worth $2,000, which is amazing. I mean, just so I guess, DeMarco, that's why there's a line of people.
That's exactly why there's a line. And to your question a little bit earlier about the other leagues hopping in,
yeah,
with the excitement and interest in the revenue being generated, the NHL and NFL, they can't help but get a piece of this.
And is the reason that there's scarcity because it takes a while to produce the packs to make them available, or is this planned scarcity?
Yes, it's planned scarcity in that some of the, you know, they have three or four levels of cards, you know, your commons, your more rare cards, and then your legendary cards. And with the legendary cards, you know, sometimes I don't want to misquote the exact number, but sometimes 75, only 99 cards with a legendary status. So yeah, they're producing this kind of scarcity.
Wow, fascinating. Again, I'd love to hear from you if you're someone who is invested in NBA Top Shot. We're at 866-893-KPECC. What kind of market, Michael Provenzale, is there for rookies? And a rookie highlight something where you can invest in a player who's not well known but ends up being, you know, a great in years to come?
There's definitely interest for rookies, as there is with all collecting tangible cards. It's always been rookies that drove prices, and rookies have a lot of interest on Top Shot as well. The big thing is you can collect whoever you like. The marketplace is a great open place, but we've also started offering them at public auction and seen great results. You know, if you're a LeBron fan or a Lakers fan, we have a LeBron moment where he does a tribute dunk to Kobe up for auction right now. So if you're into rookies, you're into stars, you're into veterans, you're trying to look for your team, it's just like any collecting. Whatever you're into, you can find it.
And does the league and do players get a cut of this?
The league is getting a cut of it. Players, I don't know if they're getting a cut, but they're certainly taking part. You can see them posting on social media that they're either collecting them or that a highlight of theirs should be made into a Top Shot. So when you have the player's endorsement like that they're excited about it, that bodes well for the market in general.
All right. DeMarco, do you know if the players are getting a cut of this?
Yeah, the players are the NBA Players Association. They signed off on this whole Top Shot partnership. So there is a cut for the players. I can't give you those exact numbers or percentages, mm-hmm. but yes, they get a piece of the pie.
But there's motivation for players to promote it on social media, just like Michael was saying.
The more
value in those clips, the better. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Really been fun to talk with you about this. DeMarco Williams, senior writer for Slam Magazine, and Michael Provenzale, production manager for Heritage Auction, which collects memorabilia. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. In just 90 seconds, we look back at the glory days of Pan American Airlines. Pan Am was a glamour airline traveling the world, and its stewardesses, as they were called then, were working in a rather prestigious job for women. And we're going to talk with one of the women who was a stewardess with Pan Am back at that time, and Julia Cook, author of the new book, Come Fly the World. I want to hear from those of you that are flight attendants today or were flight attendants in the past. Some of your favorite memories about flying and what you've heard about earlier generations of flight attendants versus those of today. We're at 866-893-KPCC. We'll be back in just 90 seconds.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.